At Fred Meyer, we know the minute a tomato is picked off the vine, the fresh timer starts. The sooner we get our produce to you, the fresher it is. That's why we've completely overhauled our process to shorten the time from harvest to home for our tomatoes, strawberries, and salads. Because we know how much you love fresh produce, we give you more time to enjoy your tasty fruits and veggies at home. So whether you're shopping in-store, picking up, or prefer delivery, we're committed to bringing you the freshest produce possible. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
With ever longer ingredient lists on beauty products, it's hard to tell what you're really buying. That's why Sephora is committed to cutting through the clutter and confusion, helping to push the industry forward by showing what's really in our products. Our clean standards mean products formulated without parabens, sulfates, phthalates, mineral oils, and more. So when you see the clean at Sephora seal, you know you're getting a clean you can count on. Learn more and shop clean at Sephora.com.
Today's show is sponsored by Envelopes.net. Your old friends at Envelopes.net are back to tell you about a new sale on envelopes. Wait for the ad later in the show. Envelopes.net. You've got the stamps, now you need the envelopes. Let's do the show. Hey, welcome to meet my friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which we recap each and every episode of Friends. Each episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends is about an episode of Friends. And without further ado, let's go and meet my friends and your friends, the Friends from Friends. Meet my friends, the Friends. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling, and we are here to talk about Season 3, Episode 5, and this one is called The One with Frank Jr., and this episode was written by Scott Silveri and Shanna Goldberg-Meehan, and directed by Steve Zuckerman. And this aired on October 17th, 1996. And this episode, for people who have not seen it or haven't seen it in a while, Joey is, I should also just say, I'm still by myself now. Pat, obviously, if you heard, is gone and I guess is working with Jason, who is gone, and they're both in Los Angeles, and that's fine, and the show must go on. So in this episode, Joey gets carried away with building a mailbox and ends up building an entire entertainment center in their apartment, overtaking the apartment and accidentally cutting Chandler's bedroom door in half in the process. He then gets sidetracked and starts retiling Monica's bathroom floor. Phoebe hangs out with her half-brother, Frank Jr., in the hopes to get to know him. And it's a weird relationship between them. It's very, very stunted in terms of the communication. And she eventually tells Frank Jr. that she makes her living giving massages, and he can get a massage from someone else at the work, at her a massage place, and he gets handsy with the other a massage therapist and gets thrown out. And then meanwhile, an ongoing conversation throughout the episode is the freebie list. Who would be on the freebie list? The five people, the five celebrities that you can sleep with without getting in trouble with your partner, and the five friends, six friends, go back and forth on it. And Ross is anguished about his list. He eventually narrows it down by eliminating Isabella Rossellini, and then he bumps into her at Central Perk. Yes. This is a very good episode, solid episode. Everybody's got something to do. The stuff with the list is great. Ross sweating the list and then running into Isabella Rossellini is funny. The Phoebe stuff is good. It's always great to see her do the family stuff, and it always has an undercurrent of sadness right below the surface. So, yeah, this is a very good episode. Today's sponsor, envelopes.net. You heard the offer in the pre-roll, and now here comes the special offer. Get a pen and write this down. I'll wait. It says I'm supposed to wait.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by the 2024 Honda CR-V Hybrid. Honda knows that to discover the oasis, you have to brave the desert. That's why the 2024 CR-V Hybrid is built to conquer mountains, take in a view, and go everywhere in between. It's the compact SUV as determined as you are. Rise to the challenge with the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. Learn more at crvhybrid.honda.com.
Okay, and this is me reading. This is not me talking. I am reading what was written for me for this ad. The blood. It flows so easily. Some people expect it to shoot out like a geyser. It doesn't. Use offer code FRIENDSPOD to receive 10% off on all purchases over at envelopes.net. Envelopes.net. The blood is everywhere. I did not write again. Did not write it. They are a sponsor. I don't love that tonally. I don't know what the subtext to it is. They are a sponsor. I will take it. It's hard doing this again, I can say, without Pat, without Jason even. Let me just try to get through the show. This Day in Friends History, the band Phish played the Star Spangled Banner for the first time at a show they did at Bryce Jordan Center at Penn State University on October 17th, 1996. Phish debuted their version of the Star Spangled Banner. And Friends First.
File not found.
Okay, though still a problem. Jason, allegedly, it's his voice saying file not found, hacked the computer again, not the first time, and he admitted to doing it once already, denies it because he's so palsy with Skeet Ulrich and Don Strong and everybody he's running with in LA now, and Pat for that matter. I guess they're all... This is the first time we meet Frank Jr. as Frank Jr. Now, you might know that the episode, the one with the baby on the bus, Giovanni Ribisi, who plays Frank Jr., was in that episode. But he was an unknown, street performer. No, an unknown stranger on the street. Phoebe was the street performer. He dropped a condom into her guitar case when she was playing on the street. And then ran back and took the condom because he needed it for an emergency. We never heard his name back then to know if that was Frank Jr. Character-wise, that very well could have been Frank Jr. So let's just say that is Frank Jr. This is the first time we meet an identified Frank Jr. Friends, fun fact, I think I know how this is going to go.
File not found.
Yep. Chandler, when they're putting the list together of who would be on the list, the freebie list, Chandler chooses Jessica Rabbit for her list, for his list, not her list. Chandler chooses Jessica Rabbit for his list, who was voiced by Kathleen Turner, who played Chandler's father in later seasons. And Ross added Susan Sarandon to his list, and she would appear on Friends 5 years later, acting opposite Joey on the soap opera that Joey is on. And another name on Ross's list, Winona Ryder, who went on to play Melissa Warburton on Friends in the famous episode, the one with Rachel's big kiss. So a little look into the future. The line of the episode. I don't know if I should hit it. I'm going to try it. I know it's going to happen.
File not found.
Ross says, okay, see, you were on my list, but then my friend Chandler brought up the very good point that you were international, so I bumped you for Winona Ryder. And then Isabella Rossellini says, you know, it's ironic because I have a list of 5 goofy coffee house guys, and yesterday I just bumped you for that guy over there. Very funny thing from her. Let me just say now, this is an open call for anyone who feels they have the skills to be an engineer. If you have production skills and computer skills and editing skills and tech skills in that field, in terms of engineering, please reach out to me. I can't do this alone anymore. I cannot do it alone. Please contact me. I need a new engineer. Rank the episode 7.5 out of 10. Solid episode. It's getting closer to greatness again. Rank the friends. Phoebe, Ross, Joey, Rachel, Monica, Chandler. And I'm not playing it. I know what it is. I know it's not here. So I'm not even going to play the thing. I'm just going to say thanks for listening to Meet My Friends of Friends. We will be back with another episode soon. All my my bumpers and intro outros are gone. Jason hacked into my computer, allegedly, although I know he did it. And deleted them and swapped them out willfully for a file not found file that has his voice on it. When have you ever heard a computer say file not found instead of the thing is just not there? So thanks for listening. We'll be back soon. I got it's gone, right?
File not found.
Okay. Fine. Bye.